The following shiur has been presented by Rav Avraham Yeshaya Cohen, Reish Koilel of Koilel Oyel Yitzchak of Lakewood, and has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center.
The Mishnah on Banim of Amud Aleph talks about what's called a Vest HaGuf, different kinds of michushim, different kinds of sensations that Isha has, which precede the Bias HaVest, which precede the dam coming. And the halach is that when she gets those sensations, after it happened three times and the dam came, so then she has to be chayshish, the dam is coming. So that's a vest. That's called a vest haguf, or sometimes it's called a vest hapiuk, because piuk is one of the michushim that she feels. The Gemara Amud Beis, towards the top, the Gemara talks about another kind of a vest, of achilas shum, which is a vest ha'oinis, that if she does a certain action, in this case eating shum or other dvarim chamim, other sharp foods, that causes the vest to come. So it's different than piyuk. By piyuk, it's not that the piyuk causes the dam to come. The dam is coming for whatever reason it's coming. The piyuk is a simen that the dam is about to come. And by shum, it's similar to the Gemara Dafir Aleph, which Taisi Shalos to over here, of Kvitza. If she jumps, she does an action which causes the dam to come, so eating shum also can cause the dam to come. Okay, so those are the two vestas we have over here. Now, Taisis on Amud Aleph on the bottom says that even though the Mishnah gives different cases of piyuk and itosh and chayshash, if he creates the different types of sensations which can be vest haguf, however, Taisis says that it needs to be that to create the vest, that you had the same sensation three times. In other words, you need to have three times a piyuk with the re'ia. It can't be one time piyuk, one time itosh, one time something else. It has to be three times the same thing. That's what it says over here. And this, many Rishonim say this also, other Rishonim. And this is brought in Shulchan Aruch, Yerodei Kuf Peites of Chav Gimel. Now listen carefully to the Lashon of the Mechaber. He says, Kol Eilu HaVestais, Shenikboim Al Yidei Mikra, Ein Echad Koveim Chaveiroi. They cannot be combined one with the other, as we just said. Ella, kol shepiyako shalosh pa'amim, that would be kavei vest. You need to piyuk three times. Aval, and listen to this lashon here. In piyako pa'amachas, if there was a piyuk one time, then it's atisha, and there was an itosh, a sneeze, shtei pa'amim two times, ein mitzdarfim. So one piyuk and two itushim is not mitzdarf. Now, yesh lahoyer, why did the Mechaber say a case of one and two? Why didn't he say a case of three different ones? One time piyuk, one time vitush, one time chashash v'fi kreisa. Alright, so it's just a ara. Not going to go very far with it, but that's a shigal ara. But then, we look at Reb Kivega, and we see Reb Kivega is the kasha in a much darker oifen, that it becomes a shigal. But before we see Reb Kivega, let's see what the Ramah says. The Ramah talks about the case of the Gemara Amud Beis, which is Achilas Shum, and he says like this. He says a new case which comes from the Rishainim, the Rosh, the Marcha. Question what is it exactly, but I'll go on. This is how the Ramah says it. Ochla Shum Virasa. One time she ate Shum and she saw. And then another time, Ochla Batzel Virasa. So Shum is garlic. Another time she ate onion. And another time she ate pilpul and Virasa. She ate pepper and she saw. Yesh Aimrim. Shekavel Aves Lirois Alide Kol Achilas Dvarim Chamim. Dr. Ramah, not only is he being mechadish over here a vest of Dvarim Chamim, which is, that's the Gemara over here, which for whatever reason the Shulchan Aruch doesn't bring, there's a big arichas in the Bais Yosef about it, as far as the tour, but Agapana, the Mechaber doesn't bring it, but the Ramah does. Fine. So that's chiddush number one, that there's a vest called Dvarim Chamim. But the Ramah is Moisef a chiddush, that if you had only one time Shum, and one time Batzel, and one time Pilpulin, you have a vest, but your vest is not only for those three Machon, it's for any Dvarim Cham. Because she has shown that any davar cham, it happened three times that a davar cham made the dam come. Now, l'chaira, there's no svara to say that the vest should be only for shum batzel pilpulin, because the klal of vest is you need to explain what happened. You need to explain the goyrim. So what's the goyrim? If she ate batzel three times, let's say shum three times, and she had dam, so we say shum is goyrim dam. If she ate three different ones, you can't say shum batzel and pilpulin as goyrim. Each one was only once. Elamai, you have to find a common denominator. What's the common denominator of all three? What she did three times was, she ate a davar cham three times, a davar charef. Oh, so we have a raya that a davar cham is gairim, hard to see dam. So, Ibezoi, there's no nafkamina between shum, or chveis chrein, or some other davar cham. Because the gairim over here is the davar cham, not the particular food that she ate. So Mamela Dr. Amon Taka, Yeshaimrim, that in such a case, if she ever eats another davar cham, she'll have to be chayshish for a vest. As says Dr. Amon. Now back to Reb Kivega. Fact Reb Kivega Akasha, that the Rama Bedafka said three different ones. Because what would have been the din if she had eaten two times shum virasa and one time batzel virasa? Zakr Kivega said of a pashat that she would have no vest. Just like we said a moment ago, that if she ate shum batzel pulpulin, the vest is not limited to shum batzel pulpulin, it's all dvarim chamim. Because it can't be shum batzel pulpulin because there's no such category. Zakr Kivega, the same thing if she ate shum two times and batzel one time. What do you have? You don't have any given food three times, and you can't prove all dvarim chamim because you only had two dvarim chamim. Elamai, what do you want to say? Oh, shum and batzel is gairim. Dr. Kivega, no, you can't say that. Because shum and batzel don't have a common denominator. The only common denominator they have is davacham. But davacham you can't say. Because it was only two dvarim chamim. You need three. So Dr. Kivega, if you ate shum twice and batzel once and you saw dam, there is no vest. The male effect of Kivega, what's the pshan of the mechaber? Because the mechaber is saying over here that one time pihuk and two times itosh, you don't have a vest. Why? Because the mikrim are not mitzdaref lahadadi. In fact, Reb Kivega, that's not the reason why. Even if they would be mitzdaref lahadadi, would not be a vest. Because you have one and two. You need one and one, not one and two. The nafkamina being that even when you can be mitzdaref the dvarim lahadadi, kigoin, by dvarim chamim, where we know you can be mitzdaref shum batzel pulpulin. But that's only if it's one and one, not if it's one and two. Zakrim Kivega, just like over there, one and two won't work, it's not going to work by Piyuk and Itosh. So, come the Mechaber never brought Taisis Chiddush. Taisis Chiddush is, what's the Nafkamina of Taisis Chiddush? Nafkamina is, even if you had one Piyuk, one Itosh, and one Chayshaches, then we'll say, oh, really, it should be vest, because you have a common denominator of different Michushim. Zakdafnem Taisis, no, we don't have it. Why? Because we're not mitzarev the different michushim, because each one is different. The like is shum batzel pulpulin, where they have a common denominator, they have a tzad hashava of davacham. These michushim do not have a tzad hashava. That's Taisis Chiddush. That's what he's coming to say, that you're not mitzarev them. So Fektim Kivega, the Mechaber brought the wrong case. As I Fektim Kivega. Now in the Chavetz Das over here, Sifkon Chavtes, you see that he was not bothered by Reb Kivega's kasha. How do you see that? Because he says that in the case where she ate shum batzel pulpulin, so now she has a vest for all the varim chamim, right? What if she goes afterwards and eats chrein and she doesn't see? And three times she shows that other dvarim chamim are not garim dam. So what would you say? You would say it's an akira, right? Zakr Chavetz Das, no, it's not a complete akira. It's an akira b'miktsas. It's an akira klape shar dvarim chamim. She has proven that other dvarim chamim, she doesn't have a blanket garim of davacham. That's what she's proven. Zakr Chavetz Das, but shum batzel pulpulin, she was never eiker. So what is she left with? She's left with a vest of shum batzel pulpulin. That means that the Chavetz Das holds that you can create a vest of three dvarim, even though there's seemingly no tzara shava meinehem, other than saying dvarim chamim, and we knocked off dvarim chamim. Still, there's going to be a vest for those three macholim. Which l'chayre means the same thing. Let's say she ate one time shum and two times batzel. According to the Chavetz Das, you would have a vest. That's the same thing as shum batzel pulpulin without anything else. And the Mechaber brought a very nice case. The Mechaber brought a case of piyuk itush itush, because the makbil lezeh, which would be shum batzel batzel, would be a vest for shum and batzel. So Dr. Mechaber, yeah, that's by Shom and Botel, was not mitzurf. But Piyak and Yiddish are not mitzurf. So it's very good that the Mechaber brought Taisis Chiddush. So according to the Chavetz Das, Reb Kivega's Kasha, Hefzich Nishton. The problem is, L'chayr, it's any movement in Svar, the Chavetz Das. However, the Shita Mekubetas above a Kabbat of Lamed Zayin says, L'hed, you like the Chavetz Das. That you can have a vest for, he's talking there about Shor HaMoed, but it's the same sugya as the Chavetz Das himself, Shtolstu, that was his whole riot from that Gemara. The Shita, the Ra says over there that you can have a vet, you can have a mu'adas for shor chamar gomel. A shor that's negeach, a shor chamar and a gomel, and nothing else has a mu'adas for shor chamar gomel. So l'chayra, what's the svara? Reb Kivega is very glad in svara that there is no tzarash over here. What's the pshat? So I want to be matzi a pshat in the Ra and in the Chavetz Das and me'elam b'miyashim b'machaber. The pshat is very simple. That the Gemara Shtel Su, all over, not all over, but several places, the Gemara Shtel Su, Shor HaMoed, and Vestas. L'chayra, there's a very big chiluk between Shor HaMoed and Vestas. And that is, that a Shor naturally is not a Nakhlin. The Mu'adas is turning her into a Nakhlin. Vashenkin by an Isha is naturally, we'll see them. So what is the vest showing? The vest is only going to show you when she's going to see. But that she's going to see, that we knew already from the day she was born. That's the osid of every Isha, every healthy Isha is going to see them. A healthy Shor is not supposed to be neger. That's a chiddush that he's neger. It's not supposed to happen. So Vestis is only to determine, only to be given when she'll see. Mashenkin Sharmu tells you two things. First of all, it tells you that he's going to be neger. Secondly, it may also tell you what he's neger. A shor, chamor, a gomel, maybe only on Shabbos, maybe during the week, like the Gemara says. It'll tell you the details. But the first thing is it's telling you that he's a nakhan. So how is that so mishal to an isha? So not necessarily a kasha, but it's a horror. But I think the answer is that he's no kasha in bechlau. The answer is that enichanami and isha naturally will see dam. But it's not necessarily natural, it's not assumed that she will see with a pattern, that she'll see bikvias. That is only established through a vest. Which means that a vest is telling you two things. Number one, a vest is telling you that this is an isha that's raya bikvias. She sees with a pattern. She sees with some regularity. The second thing it'll tell you is what is that pattern. I'll bring out a gvalga nafkmina of this. These are shita of the Ramban and the Ra'ah actually also. They hold that a vest aflogo, all you need is three riyas. Most Rishonim argue, we pass it, not like that, we pass it, you need four riyas for a vest aflogo, because the first riyah doesn't count. The first riyah wasn't from aflogo. The first riyah was just the riyah to count from. But the Ramban and the Ra'ah say, no, three is enough. What's the pshan? How is three enough? The answer is that the pshan the Ramban is that the vest tells you that she sees bikvias. When she saw three times, and each one was 25 days apart from the other, I see three riyas with a pattern. That's a vest. Step two of the vest is to determine what is the pattern. Oh, what's the pattern? 25 days apart. It's not the pshat that I'm saying there were three re'iyas based on a haflog of 25 days. That's not what I'm doing. I'm saying there's a re'iyah with a kvias, with a pattern. Then you have to figure out what the pattern is. You take out your magnifying glass and you try to see what is the pattern. That's the Ramban and the Ra'ah over there. So the same thing over here. Shahamu'id, you're being kveya that he's a nakhan. Isha also, you're being kveya that she is raya bikvias. So memela b'ashar ha'mu'ud, if he's negeach three times, so now I say he's a mu'ud. Now I look at the three times and I try to discern a pattern. I say, oh, what was he negeach? Or shar and chamar, two times shar, one time chamar. Okay, he's a mu'ud for shar and chamar. Or three times shar chamar gomel, so I'll assume it's for everything until proven otherwise, like the Chavazah says. Then I'll say it's only shar chamar gomel. Same thing by Anisha. She saw three times. So we say there's some kind of a kvias here. Is there a kvias? So I look at it and I say, oh, the garment were shum and batzel. So there's a vest for shum and batzel. Maybe shum batzel topolin. So I'll assume it's for everything. But once you knock off everything else by an akira, so you're left with shum batzel and topolin, that's where you have a vest for those three things. I'll go upon him, this could be a hesber in the shita of the Ra'ah and the Kivega, but regardless of whether the hesber is Isaac Halton, as I said, lehed in the Ra'ah and feed the Ra'ah, Kivega's kash is l'chayav.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To reach the center for halacha consultation, service, educational seminars, or media, please call 1-888-485-VAAD. That's 1-888-485-8223. To sign up to the BHHJ, the Beis Havad's weekly interactive e-journal, please visit www.bhhj.org or you can email us at office@thehalachacenter.org.